Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, joined now by John Heyman, of course, insider at MLB Network and baseball columnist for the New York Post. John, thanks for coming on, man. Long time no talk.
Yeah, how are you doing, Sparky?
Doing good, man. Just glad to be back on the air again on 1250 and having some fun here. Let's talk a little bit about this Brewers team. I know a lot of people obviously didn't predict the Brewers to win the NL Central, including myself. I think I said 80 to 85 wins, somewhere in that area. For you, what was the biggest surprise this year for the Brewers that led them to this point to win the NL Central?
Well, I think piecing together that starting pitching, they did a terrific job. I mean, who would have thought, with all of their injuries and issues that they had early on, the trade of Burns, I give you credit to pick 80 to 85. I think that's probably higher than most. I mean, they did a great job overall. They've done all the little things right. They're terrific defensively. They run the bases very well. They hit. Adames is having a huge year. Contreras. You know, they get offense from shortstop, catcher. When you do that, that's a big plus. But I think there are very few people who had them winning this division going away, certainly. And I would say that they pieced together that rotation with all the different issues that they had early on and made it work.
Definitely. Chris Hook deserves however big a raise he wants to get, the Brewers pitching coach, for certain at this time. You bring up Willy Adames, and obviously you're an insider, so let's talk about his future, because obviously he's a free agent at the end of this year. We were looking, Charlie, using it myself, at contracts for shortstops and so forth. I'm figuring he's going to be somewhere around $25 to $30 million a year, and I'm guessing that X's the Brewers out and probably puts somebody like the Dodgers or somebody else in play for him.
I think you're right. I just did my list and handed it in for the New York Post to the top 8 free agents. I think he was number 3. That's pretty high up. Nobody would have thought he would have been number 3 on the list. I mean, there are other great players who are free agents who are below him now. I think I had Alonso below him and Bregman and Snell and Freed. So, I mean, off the top of my head, I looked at it a while ago, and I thought that Dansby Swanson would be the comp, and he's just having such a huge final year, and he's a terrific personality for the clubhouse as well. So I think that's probably going to be the baseline. He's going to shoot higher than that. And so, yeah, if we're talking about 7 for 200, I think that I don't know. I'm not in charge of their books, but that sounds like a high price tag for the Brewers. particularly since they've set themselves up with shorts. They have a shortstop they can put in there, in Ortiz, right? So I think that's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, I agree. Talking with John Heyman, MLB insider, obviously, for the MLB Network. Let's talk about Jackson Chourio. Obviously, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases at 20 years old. Signs that 8-year, $82 million contract extension. I know there were a lot of raised eyebrows around baseball, considering he never even took an at-bat in an MLB game prior to signing that extension. Now you look at this, and providing, you know, something doesn't go wrong here as far as injury or otherwise, this looks like this is going to be the bargain of the century for the next several years if this is what Jackson Chourio is going to look like.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they started out, I don't know, bidding somewhere half of that. And, even that would have been a record for somebody who had never, I think, had one at bat at the major league level. And they went out on a limb, and they are coming out fantastically. I mean, $80 million to keep him until he's 30 years old. He'll have a free agency at that point where he can do the Adamas type deal at that moment. But that is a great deal for them. They've done a great job overall. I can't think of one thing they didn't do right, and that was right near the top of the list.
John, I think about football players, and you hear all the time, I want my contract renegotiated. I want my contract redone. I'm underpaid. But I don't really remember that happening in baseball to where there's a precedent to where maybe at some point Jackson Chourio goes, no. You're going to have to pay me more money or I'm not showing up. I don't feel like that's a thing in baseball. So you would think the Brewers are going to be all good through this thing.
Yep, not a thing. That's a football thing. I don't cover football, so I see that on TV when they talk about it. But in baseball, they abide by their contracts. I mean, good for them. If you sign a contract, you should abide by it, right?
Yes.
I guess I don't follow football, but, I mean, is there a set rookie contract they have to sign or something like that? Maybe that's why you get some that are way off. I don't know, but baseball, it's not like that. So, it's probably like that, at least in the NBA. But, there is no renegotiation of contracts. There's extensions. There have been guys who've signed deals that didn't look good for them, like certainly Sal Perez, who signed a ridiculous, like a deal with three team options that was like ended up being just over $1 million a year. He signed two huge extensions since then, and he'd like to sign another one, I think. So that's done. And Evan Longoria did that with the Rays. There are guys who then signed an extension, but there's no renegotiation in baseball, which I think that's great for baseball.
Yes, and it's great for small market teams that get potential superstars signed to what's going to be a really team-friendly deal here for the foreseeable future. Talking with John Heyman of MLB Network, insider over there, and of course columnist for the New York Post. All right, John, let's move on. Let's talk about this Brewers starting pitching staff. I don't know if anybody says Freddy Peralta, is Zach Wheeler or anything of the sort. So you don't really have that true one. But having said that, in today's game of baseball, there aren't a lot of guys throwing 7 or 8 innings anymore. Most guys are throwing 5 or 6. Do you think this Brewers bullpen is good enough to get them to a World Series despite however long their starters may be able to go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a crapshoot because that takes away from teams that have already won, but it's certainly unpredictable who's going to get there. I know a lot of people are going to look at the Brewer record and say, you know what, they overachieved. They're not going to be able to do it. And I know that they've had some trouble in the playoffs in the past, particularly playing big market teams like the Dodgers. But I give them a good chance. I mean, that right now the Dodgers are in a world of hurt with basically all their starters except for Jack Flaherty, who allegedly had a back situation. He's basically the only healthy star pitcher that they do have. So, looking at it, they look like they're in better shape than the Dodgers, a team that's eliminated them in the past. Doesn't look like there's any world beaters. No one's going to win 100 games. They certainly have a shot at it, and a very reasonable one. I mean, I'm sure people are saying that the Padres are the hottest team and the Phillies have the most stars who are healthy and doing well.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the most part, and there'll be a lot of people picking those two teams, I guess, but it's basically, I don't want to say coin flip because it's a lot of teams, the coin's only two. It certainly could go in their favor. They certainly have an excellent chance this year.
The other weird thing about this is how the schedule falls for the Brewers. I mean, they just played in Arizona 3, then they get Philly, and now they're back home against the D-backs tonight. For Arizona for 4 more, that's 7 games in 10 days. There's a chance Arizona's the 6th seed, and they'd have to play them here again in a couple of weeks. Then, if you look at the Mets, the Brewers end the season with 3 against the Mets at American Family Field and may have to turn right around and play the Mets again in the wild card round if the Mets were to fall to 6.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a coincidence that they're playing all of these teams that they're likely to face. Maybe a good scouting report or something like that. There is no perfect team. They certainly can beat anyone. They're very good. I mean, they do the little things. Their rotation seems solid, certainly better than the Dodgers at this point, as I said. And I certainly think they have a shot. I mean, obviously the D-backs did it last year when nobody expected as the 6th seed. They've got, more stars now and they're back, but and they've got a great offense, but their pitching has not been great. So they certainly can handle them or anybody else. Got a shot. That's all you need.
That traitor that went to the Cubs never won Manager of the Year, even though a lot of people thought he should have won it a couple of times in Milwaukee. Does Pat Murphy break through and become the first Brewers manager to win that award?
Yeah, I mean, the Manager of the Year awards, I think, are settled with vote with Cleveland. And with Murphy, the team that overachieves, at least on paper, the expectation versus the reality, that's the one who gets it. I mean, obviously, Schilt is doing a nice job in San Diego. Mendoza's doing a nice job with the Mets. Thompson always does a good job. Roberts always does a good job. Murphy is the guy who's really made the impact that we can see. He's a leader. I mean, he certainly is, and he will break through. That one I'm fairly certain about.
And the crazy thing about this is, from a Brewer fan perspective, John Heyman, is I think they're in better shape next year than this year. Yes, they're going to lose Adames, but they get Yelich back, providing this back is finally fixed for good. They get Yelich back in the middle of the lineup. All these young guys that they've got all have another year of experience playing, and they add Brandon Woodruff to this rotation next year, which is a huge deal if he comes back pitching well.
Absolutely. Yes, they. I know Kershaw had come back, and he's kind of been off and on, a similar type of injury. But Woodruff, they were giving him the full year, and he should be good to go next year. He's obviously a great starter, and that's big for them, definitely. And I think that Ortiz is shown potential, and eventually maybe he will be as good as Adames. I'm not expecting it next year, but I know that's a tall order. But he'll be a solid starting player, I think. And, you know, they've got depth. They've got the pitching back now healthy next year. Certainly, they'll probably be the favorite. And not that that's a good thing, because we pundits don't often get it right.
Who ends up having the better future after leaving Milwaukee, David Stearns or the trader in Chicago?
Well, David Stearns is off to a great start. I mean, he signed guys on reasonable deals, and it turned out to be great deals for the Mets with getting Manaea and Severino. He really is really good at what he does. So I think he's doing fantastic, and he's got Steve Cohen's bankroll behind him, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it's not an easy job. That's really the job that really has a bigger impact than manager, I think, anyway. So harder to predict with managers. I think David Stearns is great at what he does, and we saw that for the first year in Queens. It was supposed to be a transitional year. Now, they have not wrapped up a playoff spot, but and I haven't looked at Fangraphs, but I bet they got a 65% chance or better to get in now that they're two games up. And, you know, Arizona and San Diego haven't quite clinched it. Certainly San Diego looks like they're getting in. But they're certainly in a better position than Atlanta with all the injuries they've had. So a good chance they get in. Even if they don't, I think Stearns has done a great job. And, you know, he's a very young guy, and he's doing well, and he's got the Cohen bankroll. So I don't want to say can't miss, but pretty good.
John, you know people. You know powerful people. I need you to promise me that Corbin Burnes doesn't end up with a trader in Chicago in the offseason. Just, I don't care where else he goes. Just don't let him go there, John.
I doubt it. I do know people. As you know, I know all the Milwaukee people.
Yes.
My in-laws are there. I just was there. I went to Culver's, so I.
Oh,
I
look at you!
I love
this show is brought to you by Wendy's. You meant to say Wendy's.
Oh, I love Wendy's.
Yes,
I love Wendy's.
Yes.
But you can go to Wendy's anywhere, right? You can go to You can only go to Culver's in some places. Wendy's is fantastic. I love that little girl, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's her name. With the freckles, red hair. But you can go to Wendy's or anywhere, and it is great. Yes, I don't think so. But, yeah, of course, you never know. The Cubs can afford it. They could even afford Soto if they wanted to do it. But they've never really stepped out huge. Just Swanson, we mentioned earlier, that's their biggest deal, right? 177, I think. That's their biggest deal ever. They don't spend like crazy. They spend better than the White Sox, but not that much. So I doubt they spend that kind of money on a pitcher. So I'm going to say not too likely.
Reinsdorf,
to worry about.
Reinsdorf needs to sell the White Sox. That's the only chance they have. They have no other chance, John.
Yeah, it's been a disaster. I'll say that the last few years. I really don't know what the heck's going on there. And, I mean, we've never seen a team like this. Certainly Detroit in 2003 was pretty darn bad, but this is worse. Really bad. Everything that can go wrong has, and it's a disaster. To be in Chicago, a third market, and have a team that has no chance and be this bad, it is pitiful.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is John Heyman. I love me some John Heyman. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman, baseball columnist at the New York Post, insider at MLB Network. This beats the days of me yelling at you about Ned Yost, right, John? This is much better.
Oh, my God, Ned Yost. Yeah, well.
Yeah. John, thanks for coming on,
right,
buddy. Take care.
All right, Sparky.
Take care. There he is, John Heyman again of MLB Network. Oh, back in the day, man, I would yell and scream about Ned Yost with John Heyman. He used to come on our Deck show as a columnist. He used to come on when he was in Milwaukee, come on remotes when I was working at another radio station. I love John. All right, so that'll wrap it up for this interview here with John Heyman. Up next, Charlie's Sound of the Day, brought to you by Prize Picks, right here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.